Voting began early in Cameroon in a calm and peaceful atmosphere. Perhaps too calm and peaceful, said some observers, worried about voter turnout. Bayan Sone is a local journalist who has covered politics in Cameroon for a decade.
There's been very few people voting this morning. I want to believe it has to do with the fact that people went to church. But it's also possible that it's a kind of demonstration of voter apathy.
He says corruption and a weak opposition have left voters disillusioned with the democratic process. Bassone says some voters are showing up more than once.
Myself, I've witnessed a group of young men who are voting several times. They were testifying. They didn't know that we were listening, but they were telling their friends and encouraging their friends to go and try.
He says others have been allowed to vote without showing the required identification. Yet in the weeks leading up to Election Day, many registered voters did not receive their voting cards, and only 5.5 million of Cameroon's population of 18 million had registered to begin with. Adamu Ndamjoya, national president of the Cameroonian Democratic Union, one of the main opposition parties, says at this point he does not believe a fair outcome is possible.
Is that very possible because the situation we know in Cameroon is that we have a culture of fraud, and that is reality.
The ruling party, Cameroon People's Democratic Movement, has said the claims are unfounded.
Non, mais vous savez toujours ça, c'est le discours habituel.
Roger Belinga, a candidate for the ruling party in a municipality on the outskirts of the capital, says the accusations are merely a way for the opposition to justify their continuing losses. Cameroon is rich in oil, but its population remains poor. Its government is often listed by Transparency International as among the world's most corrupt and cited by other international organizations for violations of human rights. Central Africa analyst Chris Melville of the British-based consulting company Control Risks says strong reforms are needed in Cameroon.
Clearly, the ideal situation would be for the administration to redouble its efforts to tackle high-level corruption within the administration, which is a major problem. It's made some efforts over the past year and a half to clear out some of the worst excesses, but vested interests have tended to impede the full implementation of the necessary measures.
He also says Cameroon needs to implement constitutional reform passed in 1996 and to reopen genuine dialogue with the opposition. But he says he does not expect to see such reforms soon.
But these kinds of changes are not going to be swiftly implemented in the forthcoming elections. In no way represent a watershed after which such reforms would be undertaken.
President Paul Biya has been in office since 1982. His party currently holds 149 of 180 seats in the legislature and is expected to increase that majority in these elections. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.